Quinn, you know Gordon's out. Did you say anything to Rodney before tonight about picking up the load a little bit?
I think it was just understood, you know. I mean, I think we I really think Rodney, you know, Rodney did what Rodney does. And I didn't feel like he was – I'm sure he was aware of it, but I didn't think he, like, hunted shots. I just thought he was, you know, he was really aggressive when he had a window. And he probably felt a little bit more freedom because Gordon was out. He probably wasn't as worried about – Rodney's really conscientious. Sometimes he doesn't like to take bad shots. And sometimes when you're feeling good, a bad shot is a good shot. So he had a few of those tonight. It was good.
Coach held a powerful team to 85 points on the night. LeBron seemed to get his at points, takes him 20 shots, though, to get 23 points. What can you say about the team effort to kind of defend him? A lot of fronting in the post, a lot of teamwork there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could say that about both ends of the floor. That was kind of what I was trying to get at with Rodney, too, that collectively just there was a lot of guys helping each other. And I think that was absolutely true on the defensive end as well. Just there was more communication tonight than I think I've heard in a long time. So there was a lot of urgency, and usually when you're that communicative, you play pretty good.
Coach, you put Joe Ingles on the starting lineup this time to guard LeBron James, and he played 37 minutes. Mm-hmm. So what's the strategy behind that?
Well, I mean, we don't have many guys left. No disrespect to Joe. But it was either Joe or Alex Jensen. So I thought he obviously did a good job. And, you know, Book guarded him too. It's just... You know, it's hit and miss with, you know, you're guarding the best player in the world. And, you know, you just got to try to compete and hope that they miss some. And that's, that's what we talked about doing. And that's ultimately what happened.
Quinn, by necessity, you guys had to put out a lot of different lineups that didn't have much of an offensive punch, at least on paper, and then were able to score. How did that happen?
Well, just that. You know, I think there were times, you know, when we tried to have one player that at least, you know, kind of we could play through a little bit offensively. And oftentimes, you know, that wasn't effective. But I think more than anything, we just, you know, the thing I tried to keep emphasizing is keep attacking, keep shooting. You know, some of the jump shots are going to fall eventually or enough of them, but we have to defend. And if we keep guarding, you know, maybe we don't have to score as many points and we can miss a few. And then obviously we had some opportunistic jump shots. Trey Lyles came in and hit some really big shots.
Speaking of that, Quinn, what did you especially like about the fourth quarter? What made this finish possible?
Well, I think we stayed consistent defensively. You know, there was one or two possessions where we gave up some offensive rebounds, but I didn't think that they were balls that we weren't going after. You know, I just thought the defensive glass has been, I don't know if I'd say an Achilles heel, but it's been an area for us that has hurt us late in games. So I think being able to defensive rebound late, and then, you know, we just kept trying to share the ball, and different guys, I think, made big shots in different possessions. You know, the emphasis was on moving it and just letting the ball find the open guy. And that's, I think, more than anything, that's what happened. Everybody kind of chipped in at an important time.
Did you get a chance to see the replay of
Trey? I've heard.
And
I haven't seen it yet. You know, I those things sometimes happen. I don't know. It looked to me, you know, we get pressured a lot at the elbows, and you know, guys try to pivot and get free. And I don't know. I don't know if he hit him or the whole. I'm sure it sounds like he hit him. I don't feel like it was intentional. You know, obviously, you understand Channing Frye's reaction. It's one of those things that I think happens when guys compete. But like I said, I haven't watched it.
Coach, you mentioned maybe a slight bit more freedom for Rodney, kind of just knowing that it's sort of on him in a sense. Is there a way for him and for the team as a whole to kind of carry that sense of freedom forward even when Gordon's back?
No. Rodney just played good. He just played. He played a really good game, and he's played really good games with Gordon. And it just, that's basketball. You know, Shelvin almost had a triple-double tonight, you know. It's pretty good, right? So if Gordon comes back, we're not going to go into, like, Rodney's not good with Gordon and Shelvin. And Rodney comes back and Shelvin has a bad night. Like, it just, no. I love you, but no. Any more? Okay.